That is an interesting clip. I was watching through footballing today. Donnie was back there. Very well-appointed Roethlisberger basement. There's Spence. There's Big Ben. Then there's that third man in that I couldn't place. Do you look at it at all today? There's a guy sitting on the other side of it. I'm not a footballing connoisseur. I basically go hunting for clips. He's got his third guy in who occasionally talks once in a while. It was the usual, though. They were breaking down everything. And that clip caught my attention because, somewhat surprisingly to those of you listening to this, who have probably heard me say a thing or two about Ben, the general sentiment of it, take away any of the specifics that he is referring to there, the very generalized sentiment behind that clip, which is, hey, let's just cool it a little bit. Like, there's probably going to be some tougher times ahead. Most teams don't just start averaging 31 points with the new guy and then keep averaging 31 points. I can get behind it. That is something that I, as a genuine cynic, pessimist, whatever you want to call it, largely can understand and relate to. Here's what I don't really get about this, Donnie, and here's what I'm wondering if I'm missing something on. DJ Reed did not play for the Jets when the Steelers played them. He is one of their two best corners. They did have Sauce Gardner in that game. They still had their full complement of uglies up front. You know, they still had some game disruptors on the defensive line. They still had Sauce. They still looked like a pretty tough defense when the Steelers run into them. Steelers put 37 points on them, put a pretty big hurting on them, put over 400 yards on them. I thought made them look pretty bad. I thought the Steelers handled them with relative ease. Will McDonald got home a couple of times. Quinnen Williams made his presence felt a little bit, but the Steelers handled them. The Giants came into the game leading the league in sacks. I mentioned they were on an historic pace. No team had averaged as many sacks since the 1989 Vikings through this many games. And they got home to Russell Wilson four times. They had Dexter Lawrence tossing poor Ryan McCollum around there like he was a Raggedy Andy doll. The Steelers put up 420-some yards on them. Would have had like 30-plus points just from their offense if they had had a penalty not get called. If they had had George Pickens get both feet down instead of 1 foot twice. And maybe if Russ hits Calvin Austin a little cleaner in the end zone or Van Jefferson sits down in a zone. All these things are stuff you could clean up. They'd have done really well. They played in two different ways, two solid enough defenses. The Giants get to the quarterback. The Giants had also allowed the fewest number of 16-plus yard passing plays per game in the league. Or I think the fourth fewest. They were three, basically averaging three of those allowed per game. Steelers got four, and they were all monster chunk plays. And then they had a bunch of passing plays that were right around that yardage number, just below it. They were gouging the Giants. I'm wondering, though, if Ben's general sentiment, even if you feel like I did, that the way he supported it doesn't really hold water because you look at those defenses, and I don't think they were a complete joke. I think the Giants did the thing that they're good at doing, and I think the Jets got run under by the Steelers kind of out of nowhere. Are you feeling like you need to pump the brakes about this team? Do you otherwise agree with Ben saying, hey, whoa, hold up here. Let's wait till they see a real defense. Thank you. I thought we still had that one. I guess I'm wondering if you're feeling almost overwhelmingly confident in the Steelers right now, 15th in the league in points four, and I think having room to grow, or if you are waiting still for the other shoe to drop. It's going to surprise you. Even though I said I could, as a cynic, agree with his sentiment and understand where he's coming from, I am being kind of overrun by optimism right now with this team. I am starting to feel like I'm watching something that's going to be sustainable week in and week out. Like, the basic bones of what they are doing is something that can be repeated. I also think that they haven't exactly had a picnic here. They've got a ton of offensive line injuries. They haven't really, until the last 2 weeks, started to integrate wide receivers not named George Pickens into the game plan more often. And their running game is only just now coming around. Like, I think their offensive line having a little bit of stability, even though it's not the guys you want out there, is helping them. They're also going to get Zach Frazier back, it looks like, after the bye week here. And if the worry here is wait till they see a real defense, all right, they've got Washington, who's 10th in the league in scoring defense. The Ravens' defense objectively sucks right now. 26th in points allowed, 25th in yards allowed. The Browns' defense is middle of the pack, 18th in points, 14th in yards. The Bengals' defense, 23rd in points, 24th in yards. The Eagles' defense, which they will be seeing...
middle of December.
Okay, so a month and a half away, is 7th in the league in both categories, and then the Chiefs are really good too. If we are waiting to see what the Steelers do against what you would call a true upper echelon defense, we're going to be waiting till Christmas is almost here. That's the thing. I have to point that out. If you're wondering how does this team stack up against a team that's stopping everybody, they're not going to see one for five more games. It's going to be the sixth game after this bye week where they see a team that has, by the stats right now, an objectively good defense.
I am very rarely anti-Ben. You know that normally Pony and
I are
anti-Ben.
You can be anti-Ben's football and opinions. He's not throwing passes. He's throwing takes.
Well, I am going to be anti-Ben here. I think this is just a little bit of sour grapes. I think that's what it is an example of. He is seeing the offense probably do better than I'm sure he expected, as did everybody else with Russell Wilson at the helm. He wasn't so much as worried about Justin Fields, but I think he looks at Russell Wilson as a dude who's on a pretty equal playing field as him, like another guy who will likely be in the Hall of Fame one day, has put together an extremely decorated career, almost had two Super Bowls, probably should have had two Super Bowls, but he was 1-1 in those games. Regardless, I think he's a little bit fearful, not that he should be. Like, I do think he overreacts with stuff like this, but we remember in the early days of Kenny Pickett where he even admitted, like, oh, I don't want to see him do super well because then people will forget about me. I don't think Ben Roethlisberger has to worry.
Forget about me.
Yeah, he doesn't have to tune up the band from the Breakfast Club. I don't think people are going to forget about him and what he did as a Steeler anytime soon. But I think that's part of it here. I really do. I think he's seeing, Russell Wilson actually looks pretty good.